What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic, 6 o'clock on this Thursday night. Broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Good to be with you here. Good to be back with you here on this Thursday night as we, of course, have a lot to talk about with DeSean Jackson. It's my first time having an opportunity to speak to you all since everything came down on Monday. And we didn't speak about it during the show on Monday. Tyler and I didn't because at first when I saw DeSean Jackson, I didn't even think much of it. It was one of those, I really don't care what he put out here on social media, so I'll just move past it. But when I saw it later on, and then having my days off on Tuesday and Wednesday, again, just reading it, finally reading it, because you start getting those texts like, yo, did you see this? And you start reading it and you find out what exactly was said. And now you've got a problem. And so here's my take as I'm here tonight, 6 to 10 with my guys. I have Joe Torti with me here. Love it. Tyler Zuli producing the show. Good to see both of you guys, man. It's been a while, you know. But so listen, here's where I was. When I first started seeing everything and kind of shaking my head at it all and just kind of digesting everything. And I'm not going to read the quote over. We all know what it is at this point. It's Thursday. We've all seen it. We all understand what was said. And my thing was this. I'm reading it. I'm taking it all in. And the first thing I said to myself, and then I got someone reached out to me, a close friend of mine reached out to me, and did you see this? And I said, yes. And I wasn't defending DeSean at all. Here was the only thing I said immediately. He could not have known what he put out here. There's no way he did not know what he put out here. And once I saw it again and I read it again and I said, because my friend called me, I was like, let me look at this. And I'm, all right, he didn't understand what he put it out. And not in a defensive way of let me defend DeSean Jackson. It was one of those, and I just had this conversation actually before we got in here with a close friend. You know how sometimes people will, and I heard someone in the Mike show say, no matter how much money you make, no matter what type of clothes you wear, sometimes you still don't have it all up top. There's a certain level that you can get to that you just don't touch. Look, there are things that I don't know. I know of it. I am not well-versed in it. I don't discuss it unless I know what I'm talking about. I don't tweet a lot of stuff. That's just me, though, right? I don't tweet a lot of stuff. I'll do stuff when it regards with the Sixers because that's the job. That's what I have to do and certain other things. I stay away from things that I'm really not well-versed on that I shouldn't be. Like, look, I'll talk about hockey, and I'll say it. Hey, I was talking to Joe Torti. I was talking to Pat Egan. Jason was telling me this. Tyler Zuli was pointing this out. I know the game of hockey, but certain things I may not know as well as them because they know it better than I do. Now, when I was looking at DeSean Jackson, and again, speaking to a friend before we got in here, a close friend of mine, and we were like, you know how sometimes people read stuff and they feel like it was really good, but you don't really know everything about it, yet you feel like it was so important with what was said. Let me share it. And let me put this out there. And by putting it out there, you know, it was like, oh, DeSean, do you really know what you're saying? All right, you know this part, the parts that you highlighted and all that. But shouldn't you know that when you start to bring up Hitler, that this is going to become a problem, that you shouldn't say this? And then other things start to come into it. That was the very first thing, because I'm like, I'm baffled by the fact that he put this out there and not understanding what was going to come next. Then he puts out the apology later on video. That did not come across very well with what he said. Then a written apology that was a PR thing that you understand how that goes. Look, in my opinion, what he should have said is come clean. Put it all out there now. Get it out there right now that I made a mistake. My message was supposed to be this. It didn't come off that way. I didn't understand it the right way. Come clean. Put that dirty laundry out there right now and get ahead of it. He did not. He did not. Then he has the like that he puts out there later on the post. What was that? Yesterday. And basically speaking about black people not being able to voice their opinions and say what they really want to say out there without being chastised for it. Now, whether it's right or wrong, DeSean Jackson needs to read the situation right now. And I'm sure he's spoken to the Eagles, Jeffrey Lurie, Howie Roseman, whomever else he had to speak, Doug Peterson, whoever he had to speak with, to understand that right now you need to stay off of social media except for when you put this video out to apologize. That you need to stay off social media unless you are putting out this message to, again, apologize if you want to keep your job. Now, I've heard it all as well, going back to the Riley Cooper thing where we all felt like he should have been fired and cut from the Eagles when he made the statements that he made at that concert at the Link, and that was caught on video. He was never suspended. He was basically asked to go away for a few days, but he wasn't suspended. Let's make it clear again. He wasn't suspended. And then he came back. He got the contract extension. And not that people forgot about it, but it just kind of quietly went away. And then when he went away, it left with him, but it didn't really leave with him. Now, I say all that to say DeSean Jackson was wrong with what he did. He was wrong with what he said. Even if the message is what he felt, there's no need to, quote, put out a quote that was, referencing Hitler in any way. You just don't do it, especially with everything that's going on right now. You got your message out a couple of weeks ago when you were saying everything you were saying about Black Lives Matter and people were on your side. Now a lot of that has been taken away. He could very well lose his job. In my opinion, part of the reason, and again, they're doing their internal investigation on everything and speaking with DeSean Jackson and how everything has gone down and what he meant by it. And he gets to explain himself again. I have to admit that I was thinking that the reason why he still has his job right now is because of everything that's going on with Black Lives Matter, the backlash that will then be on the Philadelphia Eagles for letting go of this guy for what he said in light of everything that's going on in our country, in the world, and involving social justice and everything out there with Black Lives Matter. My personal opinion, that's what I thought, because this is a big deal. Now, I know a lot of folks out there, African-American community, standing up for DeSean. I stand up for DeSean a lot. We talked about the stuff that happened years ago when he was let go by Chip Kelly and the gang stuff and how I felt he was wronged in that way. Was he immature? Absolutely. Did he do things the right way all of the time when he was here, his first go-round with the Birds? Absolutely not. There were reasons for him to be called out. There were reasons for him to be chastised for the things that he did and didn't do as a member of the Philadelphia Eagles the first time around. He was wrong in a lot of ways. And I defended him when nothing came out about this stuff because I felt it was wrong with how certain people wrote stories, got the information that they got, ran with it, ran with the entire thing that he was involved with the gang. Later on, as I spoke about it, this was a couple of weeks ago, actually, when Tyler and I were here and we were talking about this. And I pointed out how do people know how things go in Los Angeles when you are from that area where people know people from gangs in their neighborhood? And they might make sure you're good because you are the one that's getting out. Just always, make sure we're always good type of deal. When you go to Los Angeles, if you're not from there, kind of have to pay your debt if you want to stay out there and live out there and things of that nature. And that was, from what I understand, his involvement with people in the gang. Just like many other Los Angeles athletes or Los Angeles area athletes that are good with people that they grew up that they might have known that were in the gang. It doesn't make him wrong. Doesn't mean he is involved with anything. He, I'm sure, distances himself in certain situations and that type of thing. Stays out of trouble, but I felt he was wrong in that way. He was wronged in that way, and certain writers in this area did not, after the fact, come out and apologize for what they did and helping spread that message. Now, in this case, this is on him. I can't defend him because he was wrong. One thing that I know and one thing that I made sure that I was taught, what I teach my kids, don't speak on anything unless you know a background about it. Ask questions. Make sure you are right. There are plenty of people who put things out on social media without doing their research. I am not going to come on this airwaves, on this station, and be unprepared because this is my job. I'm not going to send anything out there on social media if I don't know what I'm talking about. And while he may have had a sense of what he's talking about, just take those extra steps before you hit send. Let me make sure. Check this out. Maybe he didn't know everything about Hitler, but that's even worse because you have to go back and understand exactly what is being put out there. And now he looks bad from all the good that he has done throughout his season, even though people can get on him about not having the surgery and off of the sports hernia and kind of ruining the Eagles' chances because he could have come back earlier. But that's a whole nother deal. But everything that he did involving the Black Lives Matter movement, speaking about social injustice and police brutality and him being from where he's from in that area of California and seeing a lot of stuff, being from Long Beach and all. And he can speak on it. He can have a voice. This one is tough for him to overcome. This may not ever leave him. Ever. This may not ever leave him because of what was put out there. The quote that we all read. Then the apology that doesn't look like it was real. And here's the tough part about the apology too. And I'm going to come right to Joe on this one in a second. But the tough part about the apology is we want people to make their apologies and jump on it immediately. And again, you know, eat that. Just take that one because you are wrong. And then when he does come out, and I'm one to raise my hand and say, it didn't really look right, the apology. Didn't, you know, you want to make sure people are sincere, but sometimes it's tough to read people. Then he's destroyed because he puts out an apology that people feel like he's not sincere about when we know the football player and the stuff that he puts out there jokingly and all that, but we really don't know the man when he is being sincere about certain things either. So now we're reading something that we really don't know if he's right, if he's really sincere about it or not, because what he put out the first time was so bad that, well, he didn't really mean that because of what he put out there in the first place. And now we have to pick all these things apart, and at the end of the day, it's all his fault. It's all his fault. We all have to point the finger back at him. I honestly don't believe he knew exactly what he was putting out there. But that still doesn't make it right. Because you have to go back there and do your homework. You are a professional athlete. You are someone that this will be picked up. You have 200 followers and nobody really cares about you. It might not mean anything. But you are DeSean Jackson, played for the Philadelphia Eagles, have been in the league for double-digit years. People know your name. You have to be on top of things when you put it out there on social media. This is on him. He has to be suspended, fined. I don't think he should be cut. I think he should be suspended or fined. And I know that's for a lot of people maybe not enough. That's my opinion. Suspended and fined. And you heard Julian Edelman, I'm sure a lot of people now put out a video as a Jewish man and, of course, a professional athlete in the NFL agreeing to go to any museum of choice with DeSean? Was it?
Talked about D.C.
D.C.?
Yeah.
Okay, the big one, the new one. All right, so going to the museum out in D.C., as long as DeSean agrees to go to the Holocaust and check out everything there, the museum with the Holocaust. And listen, everybody doesn't know everything. They're not well-versed on it all. But this one, he really put his foot out there, and this one is going to be tough for him to come back from. He was reading it. He thought it meant something with everything that's going on right now. Speaking up for African-American lives out there and how everyone should be treated equally and the history of everything. But this one, he went too far where he didn't know the background of it all. And this one is going to be tough for him to overcome. It really is. And I hope he's not cut. I hope he learns from this. I hope he goes on and goes out there and makes sure he goes to speak to everyone. I heard he spoke to a rabbi already. That's just not going to be enough. Going to the Holocaust Museum with Julian Edelman and getting the understanding of everything, just doing his research and getting the knowledge of what he put out there and where he was wrong. I mean, it's something that he's going to have to do. I hope he's willing to do it. I hope he understands but when you put out that like of everything, when Deshaun likes something out there that speaks about black people being able to speak their minds without being, called out for liking it, and the fact that he shouldn't have to apologize. Again, that's not going to cut it. Dr. Umar Johnson is somebody. He's also someone who's controversial, and with that, Deshaun, just stay off of social media at this point. His like could have been simply, thank you for standing up for me, but it doesn't matter because of what was the damage that's already done. So we'll continue to take your thoughts. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with Joe Torti and Ty Lazuli. They let me go on for a long time since I haven't been here for a couple of days to voice my opinion, get my thoughts off. And Joe did a great show on Tuesday about this entire thing. And, I had to speak my piece as well. I'm a Deshaun Jackson fan. I always have been. I was thrilled that he was brought back. I wanted him back when he left Washington to go to Tampa Bay. I wanted him to come back to Philadelphia. I thought he still had stuff in him when he re-signed. I mean, when he was brought back this offseason. It was a trade, actually, brought back this offseason. I felt good when he scored those 50-plusers in week one when they were down. And, people didn't like the re-signing, bringing him back in the offseason. I was like, yeah, see, this is why you bring him back, because he still can do this stuff. There are not a lot of people who can do what he does very, very well. And he did it again, and this is going to be a great season for him. And unfortunately, it did not work out. I wanted him to get healthy, which it seems he is, to come back for this season and add to the wide receiver core, Jalen Reagor, and so on and so forth. Marquise Goodwin, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, we'll see. This is not a good look for him. Not a good look. Again, it's just something I think that he was reading, felt like he was gaining some knowledge. Let me share this knowledge with everyone. And he got ahead of himself, as my friend said, my close friend. He got ahead of himself without fully understanding what was in that quote, what that message was. And now he is left to clean up his mess. 610-632-0975. What should the Philadelphia Eagles do? And let's talk about Deshaun Jackson. Before we do that, Joe Torti, good to be back with you, man.
Hey, D.
How you doing, man?
I'm glad to see you again,
good
man. It's been
you.
A while since we've done this.
It has been. we always want to talk sports, the bubble. Hockey is coming back. Baseball in 15 days.
Yeah, 2020 doesn't let us do that,
doesn't
man.
Doesn't let us do that, man. Doesn't let us do that. For the people who did not hear you on Tuesday, your thoughts about this whole thing?
Well, I mean, I think that what you've said, what James Palmer said, what Julian Edelman have said, all of you guys have 100% merit. And I think a couple of callers, and Mike Missanelli too, said something that I could not agree with more, that no one is going to oppose education and betterment of self throughout all of this, right?
Right.
But on Tuesday, a lot of the conversation was about consistency, right? And how the Eagles should behave because of the Riley Cooper situation and all that sort of thing, right? And after my show and listening to you and thinking and reflecting on it more, I'm wondering how consistent we are being when it comes to Deshaun Jackson, right? Because it is cancel culture 2020, right? So, like, we have never even considered, when we see clips on social media, people yelling at each other, people getting elevated, slurs being thrown around. I haven't heard the conversation about these people need to educate themselves, these people need to better themselves. It's these people are scum. Not only is what they're saying wrong, they should lose their jobs, they can't do this and they can't do that or whatever. It strikes me as incredibly strange that when we're talking about consistency, the only consistency that matters is how the Eagles handled the Riley Cooper situation versus how literally anyone else in America would have been treated if they did the same exact thing that DeSean Jackson did, right? Mm-hmm. So the thing that I'm looking at is, yes, obviously, improvement, education should be a priority. And if there's good that comes out of this, then cool. That's separate from what should the Eagles do and what should come from this professionally for DeSean Jackson. Because I am not prepared. You said he shouldn't be released. I am not prepared for the Eagles to be the first pro sports team in history to have somebody who glowingly references Adolf Hitler on their team and support it afterwards. Like, I'm not ready for that.
Yeah.
That's a big step for me.
Yeah, and again, I hear you, and I understand where you're coming from with that. I'm not one of those people who, as you speak about, that was on social media talking about, oh, these people have to lose their job.
Certainly not.
Right.
Definitely not.
So,
yeah.
For me, I'm consistent with, I don't think in this case he should lose his job, because right here, I really don't think, and I'm not calling him dumb or stupid like I've heard people say. I'm saying he was uneducated on something that he, once again,
sure,
as my friend pointed out, got ahead of himself on. And he needed to know where he was going. Now, when we talk about Riley Cooper, Riley Cooper knew what he was saying. Riley Cooper, for me, this is the first time DeSean Jackson has ever quoted in this manner, mm-hmm, with Adolf Hitler. Riley Cooper probably said it before. And for me, someone who has been called that and seen it and all of that, I felt like in that way, I was well-versed to be like, all right, yeah, he probably said this before, and that's not a good look. And he had no problem saying it in front of a bunch of people, just like DeSean did. While it wasn't in front of people physically, he put it in front of a bunch of people out there to say what he had to say. And again, whatever's going to come of it, it's going to come of it. It's going to be a bad deal either way. If he's kept, to your point, you're not ready for it. There are going to be many people who are not ready for it. And if he is let go, they better be ready for that one too, because the other side is going to come as well. And now it's going to be, again, when we talk about bringing everyone together in equality, it's going to start to separate people again because of what he said. And it's going to be ugly. 610-632-0975. Guys, hang on. Joe and I will be back in a second. We got to take this quick break. 610-632-0975. We keep the DeSean Jackson conversation moving. I think that they should keep him, and he has to be educated, but suspended and fined. Joe disagrees. You heard his show on Tuesday. Great show. And once again, he's, you know, saying he's not ready for that type of person to be on a team that with those beliefs. So where are you guys at? 610-632-0975. Joe Torti, Devon Gibbons with Tyler Zuli until 10 on this Thursday night right here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Gibbons. 97.5. The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
629, 97.5, The Fanatic. Joe Torti, Devon Gibbons with Tyler Zuli. 610-632-0975. The 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 17 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. We still keep the conversation going with DeSean Jackson. What do you stand on everything, and what should the Philadelphia Eagles do? 610-632-0975. Joe, what do you say we get these conversations started?
Let it happen. A lot of
folks here because they want to talk about this very thing. So let's start off in Bryn Mawr with John on 97.5 who tips us off. What's up, John?
Yo, Devon, how you doing, man?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I talked to you a few weeks ago about changing the word racism to hate. And I'm going to tie that into this conversation. I totally agree with you. He didn't know what he was. I don't think he knew what he in the extent of it. However, he needs to be held accountable because anytime you see the word Hitler, you have to know what that does to people and what he did to people, right?
Right.
So he should be held accountable for that. But I don't think he should be cut. I think he should be fined. And with that money, they should maybe build a temple or something that some poor Jewish area could use. Now, here's what's crazy. You can't be objective, it seems, when race is involved anymore. And anyone who has a brain is going to look at him and think, man, he didn't know what he was doing. Seriously. And I watched his apology, the one that was recorded.
The video, yes.
The video. And that was sincere. Like, you could tell he was so rattled up. And then they come out with the written apology that obviously he did not write himself. You can just tell that he did not write that.
Yes, which right? You have public relations so, for. Yeah.
So you're gonna have racist white people calling in saying he needs to go, da da da, and then you're gonna have racist black people saying, nah, man, nah, he needs to stay. So it's so hard to be objective in situations like this. But if you're smart, you can look at it and realize that I've done stuff like that in the past where I'll jump on something and just post it right away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And especially if it was, you know, late at night, early in the morning, who knows what was going on also. But I think he did this. I think he read that and realized, hey, this is something that I can show my brothers because this is how I feel, and posted it without giving it a second thought.
No, and that's why I said at the top, John, that I thought it was something, like you just pointed out, that he peeked at. Not peeked at, but he was actually reading it, but just got ahead of himself on what the meaning was, and not necessarily the meaning was, where it came from. Because if he would have just said that himself, he would have been cool. If he would have said that from somewhere else where it was a quote from me, he would have been cool. But the fact that it had, you know, the Hitler part attached to it is where, rightfully so, people are upset. And again, I'm someone who likes DeSean Jackson, and I felt like right away you were wrong. He was wrong. So, you know, now he has to take what comes with it.
And the other thing, Devon, real quick, did you see Don Lemon talking to Steven Jackson?
I heard about it, but I have not seen it.
It's wonderful because he says to him, Steven, just because that was not your intent to say something, it's still offensive, and you can't say that.
Yeah.
Don Lemon just educated him, and at the end, Steven Jackson's like, you know what? Yeah, I was wrong.
No, you know what? No, I hear you. And this is the thing, too, John. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you starting us off. And I'll say this to Joe. Joe, there's been plenty of times where I've been told this, you know, from close people, close family and friends. It's not, a lot of times it's not what you say, it's how you say it, where you get yourself in trouble. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. And in this particular case, how he said, again, if I said it and he was quoting me, he would have been fine probably. But in this case, where he came from, and it was who said it this time, not what was just said, but who said it.
You don't think it's kind of like a double whammy? You know, like that, that Jewish people controlling money and trying to take over the world and stuff like that. That is like the number one anti-Semitic thing to say. And then to it also attach Hitler's name to it, I think is almost like double damaging. And then you double down on it after the first like printed apology. Like that's kind of where I think he was in a little bit of hot water.
See, when he did the thing today with the like for Dr. Umar, I was like, oh, this is not good. Mm. Now you're going to get cut.
I got you.
Because you cannot tell me that they did not have their conversation when it comes to Lori and Roseman and Jackson, where they didn't have this conversation and they're saying whatever he's saying. He's like, look, I didn't mean it that way. And then you go back and do this as if you didn't even hear what we were saying. You did not hear our conversation. Joe, I thought he was going to be cut earlier today because of that.
Yeah, that could have been dangerous. By the way, to speak to the what the caller's point is,
John.
Yeah, I actually disagree. I think that, at least for me, and I know that you, from our conversations, It is not hard to be consistent on this when it comes to race, because I said it on Tuesday, in all of the time that I have not even covered or anything, paid attention to the Eagles, the Riley Cooper handling was as embarrassed as I've ever been to have known anything about the team. Like, that was the biggest blemish on the entire thing. So the conversation on Tuesday, which I know that you heard, boiled down to, like, does them bungling a situation and making the worst of all possible decisions that you could have like this set a precedent for how you should act in the future? Like, I think I'm pretty consistent in saying they were wrong then. They don't have to be wrong now.
And that's where you go with, if it's the consistency. I hear you. They were wrong then. They have to make sure they're right here. But if you go with consistency, how can you then go back to that and say, well, we have to do it the same way. We have to. And let's be also honest here. While Riley Cooper was important on that team, not as important as DeSean Jackson is to this team. You know how that goes. Then you start to get into the cap situation and how much of the cap, what is it, like $12 million if they let him go this year. Right now is the $12 million hit, and that's gonna play into it as well. At the end of the day, too, while they are, you know, Jewish men who own this team and run this team, they are also Jewish men who are making this money from this team as well. They're not looking to just give away money either. And they already are giving away money potentially because of the COVID situation, where they're not going to have the gate, the ticket money, the parking, the concessions, all that stuff. They're not willing to just freely give away money. That's a whole nother part of it that then comes in. So as you just pointed out with the quote, and let's make this clear, people, Joe and I, we may be on different sides here, but at the end of the day, that's still my brother. We brothers have these discussions where you're wrong, I'm wrong, all that stuff.
I've never been wrong. That's not true.
I hear you. You're right, because you have never been wrong, except where we disagree right now. But if it was me, right, and he quoted me, just DeSean, that's my friend, I said this, DeSean quoted me, he wouldn't even be in this hot water. You agree? Not to the extent he is now because of where the quote was attached to.
Well, so there have been people who have called in recently and said, forget about the Hitler thing. Let's look at, like, the message itself. Like, there have been callers who have said that. So I think that there is something to that.
It's tough to do that when we already know who actually said it. It's really tough to do that, to remove that saying, let's forget about it. How can you forget about something that we already know to be true? It comes from there, right?
Sure.
It comes from there, since it comes from there. And listen, it has been said in other places, right? It has been said before. But since it is who it is that is saying it involving Hitler and his name attached to it, that's what really elevates it to the level that it is.
It's certainly, it's easier, let me put it this way. You'll get more clicks if the headline is DeSean Jackson posts quote attributed to Hitler versus DeSean Jackson posts anti-Semitic remark. There's no doubt that it becomes a much bigger deal when the H word is involved. Right. There's no question at all. So you're on to something there for
and
sure.
And he's ridiculous. The whole thing around is ridiculous because you have to do your homework. He did not do his homework. And now at the end of the day, we'll see what happens. This stain will never leave him. If whatever you want to call it, I'm just saying it's staying. This will never leave him. This is now attached to him forever.
I believe in my heart of hearts, right, that Michael Vick probably improved during his time in prison and what happened afterwards, right?
Right. Yes.
Like, so I think that there's absolutely opportunity for improvement, rehabilitation, that sort of thing. But to a large percentage of people, it's Michael Vick, dog killer, forever. Like, that's the
100%.
That's why I'm looking at it from the Eagles' perspective. The compassionate thing to do is to help DeSean Jackson become a better person. I think that the Atlanta Falcons probably wanted the best for Michael Vick as well. But you have to take a stand as to what is acceptable and what is unacceptable. Or else it's Riley Cooper once, DeSean Jackson twice. How many more times is it going to have to happen before the word gets out? The Philadelphia Eagles are the team where you can literally say whatever you want. It doesn't matter. There are no consequences.
I hear you. I mean, in that case, whatever happens at the end of the day, I mean, I know you're like, all right, there's only one thing that can happen. I'm on the side where I think what should happen. But if the other side, to your point, happens, I get it. I get why it happens. Yours is, no, you already did it once. You can't do it again if we're going to be consistent here, especially with everything that's going on. And, man, this one is a tough one for him to come back from.
And by the way, you can't just do it because that looks so ridiculous. You can't, even if you just suspend him, you can't just do that without addressing the Riley Cooper situation and talking about
comes back.
How you got it wrong and how that's a decision that you wish you could have had back. You can even subtly pin it on Chip Kelly if it makes you feel better, whatever you have to do. But it's also relevant to say that given where we are in 2020, 7 years later, comments like Riley's and like Deshaun's have stormed to the forefront of our national conversation. And to be completely frank, when it comes to discussions and evaluating comments like that, we are in a different world than we were in 2013. Not saying that race relations have gotten worse or better since 2013. That's not it at all. It's that we are so fine-tuned and sensitive to comments like this now. Relative to, and I mean we being like people who watch the news or in the media, like relative to 2013, it's a big deal in 2013. It is the national story, right? It is bigger than coronavirus right now.
It is. Yep. 610-632-0975. Do you have a thought on why he is still part of the team right now?
I do. I think that
on heard mine.
On one hand, I think the Eagles are a compassionate organization.
True.
I think that when you look at Michael Vick, you look at Riley Cooper, I think that there have been cases in the past where, one, players have a big-time voice, and I believe that the players are going to support Deshaun Jackson in this matter and say that he does not deserve to be out on the street, right? That you'd rather see an education, a conversation start, whatever it is. There's a financial element to it. I think that Deshaun Jackson has guaranteed, without a shadow of a doubt, either way, suspension, fine, release, whatever. This is his last season in Philadelphia, period, because of what happens to that cap number after this season. I think that it's almost a guarantee.
I hear that. And again, I cannot ignore the fact that everything that's been going on with Black Lives Matter and all, that the Eagles also have to pay attention to that. If you're going to look at one side in terms of the backlash, the sponsors that they have and all involved, you also have to look at the other side and understand when we talk about people being tone deaf, they have to make sure that they are understanding of what's going on right now. So I do think that plays a part in it right now as well.
And the Eagles have been, honestly, and Eagles players have been leaders in this area, right? Like, in addition to executives being leaders in this movement, right? So like that, I just want consistency, right? Like, I just want people to say what they're about. Somebody did at the end of my, I don't know if you heard the very last call of my show. Mm-hmm. I said, are you saying that literally Deshaun Jackson could have said whatever he wanted and it didn't matter because of Riley Cooper? And the caller said yes. So like,
I don't think that's true.
But
we see right now.
If it is, if there's nothing that he could have said to have been released, if that's the case, then so be it. But let's not pretend that we're like, well, let's talk about what we're trying to do rather than talking one game and walking another. That's all I'm saying.
610-632-0975. Aaron, you're on with Joe and Devon. What's going on?
What's going on, fellas? How you guys doing today?
Good, man.
Sorry for this. I got to roll my window up. It's getting kind of hot.
All good.
First,
it is.
I want to. Yeah. First, I Devon, I owe you an apology.
It's hot under Deshaun's seat too. But go ahead.
Yes, very. I owe you an apology for my statement the other day about the Sixers. You were definitely right about Ben and Joel need.
I agree with you. Hold on, say that one more time. I'm not saying it to say that I'm right. Say it again because you went out for a second.
Sorry. I was saying you were right about the need for Ben and Joel to step their game up.
Yes.
In order for us to win. It's one of the reasons why I thought the team was going to go with Tobias over Jimmy Butler anyway. And I was somewhat happy because I felt as though I was going to force them to do that. But when I made my statement the other day and I listened to you talk afterwards, I was like, you know what? He's right. Like, these guys are good enough to be able to carry the team. And this weight should be on these two guys' shoulders and nobody else's shoulders in order for us to win our championship in particular.
Well, a heavy part of the weight is on theirs. There are others, Tobias Harris, Al Horford in particular, that they also shoulder a tremendous load in this run that they're going to have in Orlando. But it always starts and ends with Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons for sure.
Yeah. And then to my Deshaun Jackson point, I'm not trying to be controversial with this, but my question I have is, the caller before said something really good, which was like, hey, if you're going to find him, take the money that you're going to find him and put it towards something for the Jewish community and things of that nature. My question is, over the course of all this stuff that has always happened with black people, and in particular in the NFL with the Kaepernick taking a knee and all the people that were dealing with stuff, how often in society, in particular in our society, are we saying, hey, no, let's stop and think about the plight of the black person. Let's go to the plantations where they were slaves at. Let's go to the auction places where they were actually being sold at in America. Let's go to these things at places. Let's go to the local areas where people were taking pictures of people being lynched and the restaurants where they were denying people access into them. How often is that really happening? Deshaun was completely wrong because he's a grown man. And you got to be smarter than that, especially in his platform. But, you know, on the reverse side, it's like, I get it. And I've definitely always felt, and this is me personally, I've always felt as though that Jewish button in America has always been a hot button topic. But on the other side, Hispanics, Asians, African Americans, a lot of the stuff that we have gone through doesn't seem like it always gets the same amount of weight that they do. So I just wanted to get you guys' thoughts on that.
No, and listen, man, listen, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for checking in. And no, you're right. You don't hear a lot of, well, let's go see exactly what, you know, the African American people went through in the past. And we were referencing the African American Museum where Julian Edelman said he would go with Deshaun Jackson as long as he went to the Holocaust Museum with him and all. And you don't hear that type of stuff. I mean, it shouldn't have taken as long as it did for the museum to exist in D.C., right? And all of that. And to hear a lot of different things. We can go through a number of different things, and you're absolutely right, Aaron. These are always these tough conversations that we want to come in here and talk about Joel Embiid in a suit as he gets ready to board a plane, and we have to talk about things. But it is something that is. In my opinion, I agree with you, often overlooked from people that I know not to be the case, because these conversations are had. In general, yeah, I agree with that. Joe, what do you think of what Aaron had to say?
I think that naturally, right? You know how when you're looking for a car and you're considering a car, you notice that car on the road all the time?
Yeah.
You notice that?
Right.
I don't think that it is lost on Hispanic people, on Asian people, Pacific Islanders, like all that sort of... I don't think that the evils or the mistreatment of these groups has flown under the radar to them. You know what I mean? So, like, I think that naturally you are always going to notice things that are more likely to affect you in your day-to-day life, right? Sure. I feel like that's natural. It is hard for me to completely get on, unless he's just talking way more broadly than I think. But like I said, like, the Black Lives Matter movement has become the number one story in the United States, if not in the world. It's hard for me to see that being underplayed relative to what Jews have gone through. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard for me to look at what's going on right now and to say that, like, if, for example, this is, I just can't think of a better way to say it, that how come we're always focused on the Holocaust and what happened to the Jews? And so, like, that logic doesn't carry any kind of weight with me based on what I turn on the TV and see right now, you know? Like, it's hard for me to reconcile those two things.
You mean turn it on and see right now with Black Lives
Matter? Yeah, like, I think that it's getting... I don't know how much more attention to these issues anyone could want. Like I said, it's the number one story in the United States.
And for my comeback with that would be is, this is really the first time.
Okay, well, that's what I mean. Unless we're talking about outside of... you know, the last however long you want to say it is.
Yeah, we can talk about
right.
However long it is. This is really the first time that any, like, the attention is really placed on black lives in that regard. And it's unfortunate that it took George Floyd's murder. We saw it. Joe, when we talk about it all the time, it's a shame that it happened. The good part that came out of it was, number one, there was a video, so they can't hide it, right? And number two, now the attention is now, it's being paid to everything that's been going on for many years that no one will bring up. The stuff that was being hidden. I heard them talking about it, like the Ku Klux Klan and all of that stuff. Of course, that stuff is still going on. I mean, you see people getting arrested recently, and they raid the guy's house, and he had a whole getup in his closet, right? These types of things.
And sure.
This you see it on television now because what else is going to happen? They have to address it now. It has to be broadcast the way it has because it's been ignored for hundreds of years.
Sure.
Hundreds of years.
I just think that it gets into dangerous territory when we're talking about who's been treated worse than anyone. You know what I mean? Because everybody's issues are the biggest deal in the world.
Yeah, like, to themselves.
Yeah, of course.
I understand that.
And plus, I mean, I think that when you look at the ramifications of slavery for black people in the United States and the systematic attempt to exterminate an entire race from the people, from the face of the earth, in the case of the Final Solution in Germany and everything, like, I just think that it's dangerous for me to take out my favorite thing, the tier list maker, and be like, all right, here we go. This deserves the most attention. This deserves, like, that's just not something that I'm comfortable with. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 610-632-0975, as you guys can tell. Heavy stuff, and we will continue it. We have to take this quick break. Bobby, Brady, Jay, Nate, Drew, everybody hang on. We come right back, 25 minutes commercial free. We'll get to you. A lot of stuff to get to because there's a lot of truths out there for a lot of sides. And as Joe pointed out, one issue for, you know, stands out for you, whoever, wherever you come from, the same for me. You have empathy for certain things. And then there's the coverage of others that, as Joe pointed out, the Black Lives Matter going on right now. That is something that is in our faces now. Stuff that's been trying to be brought out before that wasn't paid attention to that is now in the forefront because of what happened. Let's talk about it. 610-632-0975. And it all stems from Deshaun Jackson, Joe Torre, Devon Givens with Tyler Zuli right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.